Alistair.
Hello, James.
Hello. Ordinarily, I'd whisper at the start of these mini-sodes. But at the minute, at the time of recording, I'm still laid up ear-wise.
Yeah, so you can't tell if you're whispering or shouting right now.
Not really. I don't know if I'm David Lynch in Twin Peaks or David Lynch doing some sort of guided meditation that I imagine he does.
Yeah.
Relax!
Yeah.
Allow your cares to drift away.
You're lying on a beach. You can hear the sea.
You actually are very loud there. I'm sure you can't tell. I think you're slightly louder than you meant to be.
Your cares are drifting away on a raft.
I don't feel any more relaxed, David. If anything, I feel more tense.
No refunds.
Got such a weird sense of uncertainty. So, yeah, so what's happened is old man Shake Shaft has knackered his ears.
I've had a run-in with the blooming sea.
Yeah, whereas I, the hip teen of the duo, am fine, relatively speaking.
Yeah, for the full story on what's gone on,
just listen to the last minisode.
Check out the last episode, yeah. And in the meantime, whilst I R&R...
Becoming a farmer or a pirate, not clear. Carry on.
Does that mean that they just never get any time off?
It's constant relaxation time if you're a pirate.
That's what the pirate strike breakers want you to think. So please enjoy this week some of the bonus episode taken from a couple of Amy Gledhill's appearances.
Oh, good. We like Amy, don't we?
We do.
When you can get her away from Chris.
he's a bad influence. Yeah,
he is a bad influence, isn't he? She's very well behaved on her own.
For context, this contains references to the episodes that she appeared on, which involves her... the revelation that you, Alistair, caught her in flagrante 20-plus years ago.
Possibly. We may have. We'll never know for sure, but it sounds like that may have happened in a sort of magical bit of retconning for our own lives.
And also, unrelated, the term stink pots is something that Amy used to work in the York dungeon, and those were things that were in each room.
To create the scent of...
the past.
Horrible historical things.
Yes.
Mm. So is that all the information the listener needs to enjoy this?
Well, also there's a bit in the second section where we try and do a bark in Geordie, which is a lot of fun. Listen out for that.
I'm very excited.
Oh, and I evidently there was a running joke about hair conditioner in the Yorkshire Wold Rangers episode. Maybe go listen to them as well. Do that.
Just listen to some other episodes.
Yeah.
James is ill.
I beg pardon?
Come on.
And I'm going to tuck myself up in bed with a glass bottle of Lucozade. Original flavour.
Oh, nice. Hey there, Smellpots. I hope you've listened to Amy Gledhill's episode about Brother Jucundus, because if you haven't, that introduction will have been needlessly aggressive. Also, this little bonus extra interview segment will make more sense if you've listened to episode 60 of Series 3 of the Lawmen podcast. So here comes Amy Gledhill with a spooky story.
Amy, have you ever had a supernatural experience, apart from the one we briefly touched upon in the episode with Alistair lurking?
Hey, how am I the bad guy in the public nudity scandal as a mere bystander?
To quote Back to the Future, he's a peeping Tom.
He's a peeping Tom.
Just a strolling man.
A strolling Jeffrey.
Have you ever had a supernatural experience?
Oh, yeah.
At the York Dungeon.
Oh, yeah.
The York Dungeon isn't actually a dungeon. It was an old school. And it is a really genuinely creepy building.
And like a dungeon?
Yeah, like a dungeon. But I didn't really have any strong opinions on the supernatural as such. But it's the sort of thing where it's like, I'm rational enough to think that it doesn't exist. But then if I'm in a scary situation, my imagination is like, oh my God, there's a demon touching your ankle. So I'd always be a bit scared, but I could always just be like, well, it's because I'm sat in the dark in a dungeon. That's perfectly natural. But there was one time.
Stink pot fumes.
Smell pot. Smell pots. Stink pots. Stink pots and smell pots. as my autobiography.
The Gledhill story.
Stink pots and smell pots.
And futtons for buttons.
Yeah, there was a bit where I was dressed as a Roman. So I was in this Roman bit and there's like a mirror maze bit.
Oh, yeah, from the there was the Roman era. And then after that, there was the mirror maze era,
yeah,
wasn't it?
The mirror maze era.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Constantine.
It was Iron Age, Bronze Age, Mirror Age.
But there was, because you had to put the audience in this mirror maze and then you shut the door and then they get lost and then you actually just move the curtain and you open up the same door.
Oh.
But it meant that when the audience was in, or maybe there was nobody in, but I basically was chatting to someone on the other side of the curtain who I thought was another actor, because they'd come back and they'd be like, what time's your break and stuff? And I was going, hello. And I was just chatting to them like normal. And then I was like, I can't hear you properly. And then I opened the curtain expecting to see a colleague and there was nothing.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh no, oh God, I don't like this. So then I walked up to the next bit to see the actor there. And this actor was called Brian, and he's like this like 50-60-year-old man who's worked at the Dungeon for like 20 years and he's not scared of anything. And I walked up and I was like, Brian, you'll never guess what's just happened. And he went, just hang on a sec, because something's just been like flying off the wall back here. And I'm just trying to work out what it is. And I was like, what? So we were both like freaked out. And then it turned out that paranormal investigators were coming to the dungeon that night for like Most Haunted or some sort of program like that. And the woman who does the displays, so she's there late at night on her own and isn't scared of anything. And she was like, if they know paranormal investigators are coming, they start playing up. And I was like, what?
It's like school kids in Ofsted, isn't it?
It was. But nobody that, because I was still quite new, but nobody that had worked there had ever mentioned anything about supernatural or ghostly things or being scared of it or anything like that. They were all so like immune to it. And then to find out that like, yeah, this woman that does the displays, who's like salt of the earth, she was from Hull as well.
Oh, you can't scare a woman from Hull.
You can't scare a woman from Hull. I've always said it. but she was just like, oh yeah, they know we've got investigators coming tonight, so there all sorts of stuff's going on. And that really put the willies up me, like in museum gardens. So there you go.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to Lawmen, a podcast about local legends and obscure curiosities from days of yore. I'm James Shakeshaft.
And I should be doing the intro for this one, I think, because it's my story.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. I thought it was about last night. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. Is that all right?
Yeah.
You just threw me.
I threw me.
Now, this is how it's done.
That's how he got into the sausage in the first place. You're like,
yeah.
Get the tray bake guy.
Get me that tray bake man.
You are actually American.
Yeah, don't tell anyone. I have visited Christopher Cantrill in his village and I've been to Andy's Cafe where they do the tray bakes and I've had one and it was brilliant and it really felt like you could be making some money off doing like tray bake tours, you know, for the fans, for the real fans.
How would that manifest itself? We go to that cafe?
No, you just send people on a bus to that cafe.
Ah, but you so get, we don't
so you
have
get
to go.
A percentage of the
money. Oh, I
money.
See, yeah. So when they're selling tray bakes, after we've advertised them, we should be getting a little bit of that sweet tray bake cash.
We could lay on a tray bake carabang. That's an old word for a crap
a
coach.
Bus. Yeah, yeah.
For a bad quality coach.
I thought it was pronounced
coach.
Charabank, but go for
it. Maybe it is.
I don't know.
I heard it off a Cockney.
I'm sure I'm saying it wrong. I read it out of the book, so I'm sure caravan is correct.
Yeah, but
sure,
you know,
he wasn't trying to say caravan, but he was too cockney.
He might have been too cockney for a caravan. Yeah. We could let's lay on a. That's a good idea, Abe. Do you now want to cut?
Well, yeah, I want it about 60%. But then, other than that, split it between you.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, that's all I'll take. Yeah, don't worry about it. You're welcome. You're very welcome.
I appreciate also how seamlessly you also plugged Treybakes. Like, it seemed really natural the way you brought that in, Amy, but...
Wait a minute. Oh, have you been gotten to by Big Treybake?
I think she has, James.
Big Meg.
You don't need to pay me to advertise quality, luxury, confectionery goods.
But they do.
But they do, yeah.
They pay you in Treybake.
I'd love that.
Do they save all the corners and mail them down?
Oh.
That would be a dream, wouldn't it?
The crunchy
corners. What's good about that is you can reassemble a much smaller Treybake with just the corners. It looks like it was a full Treybake.
It's a good start for a Treybake jigsaw as well.
Start with the corners.
I want a cut of that.
I just want the corner.
He's smoking a pipe, James. What's that?
It's a pen.
It's a pen. You're just wiggling it like Groucho Marx.
Oh, he's pretending, bless him. You're like real man.
So relaxed, so about. Masculine, so cool. I don't think you can cool stub a pipe out like that. Or is it a cigar? I don't think you can stub out a pipe.
No, it's everything.
It's everything.
I don't know what that one was. I've seen people do it on skins.
Firework, I think.
Just done a fat Catherine wheel. A big wheel of Catherine.
We know if any of us died, we wouldn't make even the third page of Chortle, which is a blog.
It doesn't even have more than one page, and we wouldn't make a third page. It's on the internet.
It's a bit like how footballers, it's not like it, but it's just reminded me of oftentimes around Christmas with the congested football calendar, footballers will try and get themselves sent off so that they can spend Christmas with their family and they don't have to play on Boxing Day.
Is really? That true?
Yeah, not all of them, obviously, but like if your team's just like in the middle, the games don't really mean much over that time, you might try and get yourself sent off so you can have a little relax.
You do with that at the fringe, just get briefly cancelled just for a couple of just for a couple of days, just for a Wednesday, just like, sorry, the show's not on because I've been cancelled. One of them is almost a locked room mystery. And the other one is a bona fide ghost story. Emphasis on the boner. No, that sounds. I didn't think the sentence through before saying it.
Cancelled. Cancelled. You are cancelled.
Was that Steve Pepperami or Steve's Pepperami?
Simon Pepperami.
Sorry, Simon.
Pepperami.
I'm sorry for saying boner. I didn't mean to.
Bono.
Bono.
I lied once about doing cow tipping, and that haunts me. I said I did, but I didn't.
Of course you didn't. It's bad for the cows.
Yeah. It's bad for you as well, because then you've got a cow running at you. You've got an angry cow. You've just woken up a cow.
The thing about a prank is, for me, that the victory has got to be in proportion to how clever the person you've fooled with the prank is. And if the person is a cow and the prank is tipping them over, what is the achievement there?
Just reminded them of like man's dominance at the top of the food chain.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, maybe the fact that they live in a fenced off area and have milk squeezed out of them on the regs would be enough.
And amongst the thing. And yeah, they're destined to be killed for food.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
But what if the cows are
What if it's snoring? What are you supposed to do? Spoiling your field time.
Yeah. I deserve to be in fields at night and it'd be peaceful. None of this wildlife stuff. None of this snoring, mooing. No.
Mm.
You shut up, cow.
Get over,
over
cow.
You go. Over you go, cow.
Mm. Anyway, I didn't. Going along on the short of it. If I tells you I did, it was the person that I lied to.
If you didn't think Snaffling Jock was nasty, there's definitely a nasty World Ranger in my final tale.
Oh, can we guess who?
It's an unnamed World Ranger.
Oh,
go for it. Pitch any names you like at me.
I can only remember the fake ones. What was it? Scrofula Marjorie?
Tin Whistle Joe. Mushroom
Tin
Charlie.
Whistle Joe.
Slap Mushroom Face Ned.
Charlie. Mushroom Charlie. Two different types of drug.
No, all of these were real people and all of them are completely blameless because none of them, I think, were alive at the time that this story happened.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This features an unnamed Wold Ranger. That's the sound of that's the sound of the neurons firing.
Right.
That is an excellent sound effect.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, real good.
I thought
real
that was actual
good,
neurons firing.
No, it wasn't. It was just, I made that
no noise. Chance.
Can I just say, as a matter of importance, if I die, it's vitally important that you sever my head and it stays in one of your two houses at all times.
Yeah, sure thing. Yeah, we'll do it. James just saying yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what happens if you're fibbing, I'm going to absolutely wreak havoc.
That's a good point.
Say just what you will about Amy. She didn't like having her head thrown out of a window into a cart full of manure. She hated that.
Oh, she's changed. Moving to London, getting all fancy.
This is the kind of detail that will appear in your Chortle obituary.
Yes.
Probably not in the North China Herald. Are you big? Popular in China? Do they enjoy you and Chris, your brand of filthy colloquialisms? Does that translate?
Like pure Yorkshire comedy? No, I think
double acts are big in China, I understand. And I think a lot of Asian comedy is double act based, so maybe you could try it.
Oh! Well, we'll give it a go. We'll book a tour.
Yeah,
on your recommendation.
Just book a tour across most of China, mainland China.
Book a huge tour. We once got a review from, not a broadsheet, let's just say, not a fantastic publication, but the review said they communicate like two Chinese ping pong players.
What, in Chinese?
Yeah. We were like, we're trying to speak English. I know Yorkshire's tricky for some people, but like, come on.
Offensive to you and the Chinese, that.
And the Chinese and ping pong players.
To be fair, I said Mandarin maybe. Mm. They've got many. They have many dialects, many languages in China.
Exactly.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah. You escaped cancelling yes again. Well
not
done.
Not cancelled.
We, for one of our posters or something, we like trimmed the quote and it just said they communicate like two Chinese. And I thought like, what a fantastic quote. Because what does it even mean? It was just bonkers.
Was it TWO or TOO? Was it they communicate like two Chinese?
Like two Chinese. Yeah, it was TWO. But both work,
okay.
Actually.
I'd like to see
both
you and Chris
work.
Communicate like three Chinese ping pong players.
Me too.
Just talking about mainly. Ping pong.
Strategies. Maybe
pure
it's just some of the tactics, tall logistics.
Yeah.
For the
nice spin.
Yeah.
Have you got your bat? Yes.
Have you got your shorts? Yes.
Yes.
Have you got your shorts to the third person? Yes.
Kawasaki.
Can I have some biscuits?
Woof, woof.
Woof, woof.
Woof, woof.
Kawasaki. Sausages?
Maybe if you say the woof in the style of the laugh from Biker Grove. Like woof 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 woof
woof woof woof woof woof woof woof woof woof woof.
Surprisingly difficult noise to make, Geordie.
Wolfman. Wolfman. And it's got a Jeffman tash as well, this dog.
You wouldn't.
It's a cute, real cutie.
You wouldn't blind a dog by shooting paintballs at it.
No.
You wouldn't do
this
that.
This sounds like the start of one of those video
you
piracy
wouldn't
adverts.
Steal a car. Yeah.
You wouldn't blind a dog by firing paintballs at its eyes.
Which is what happened to Anton Deck.
Amy, your cup of tea, I've thought it thrice now, and I'm going to say it. From the angle, it looks like...
It's so big.
Do you looks like the cup is the same size as you.
But it looks like the cup that you get with washing up powder.
anything.
Yeah, but if you were doing if you're washing a giant's pants, massive, absolutely massive scoop of non-bio.
Get
you
the
haven't
vanish.
Seen the size of my knickers. I need a full, full one of these. It's actually a microwavable soup mug. What's it filled with? Pepsi Max cherry.
Oh, microwaved.
The soup of
lovely
kings.
Warm PMC.
Pepsi Max.
Smells like Christmas.
Ooh.
Or it's leavingconditioner at gmail.com. Was that a good enough plug for our literally numbers of listeners? I hope that
was incredible.
Is there anything else I should have? Because I thought I segued into it really well. I'm not fishing for
that
compliments.
I think
it felt really smooth.
So good. The only problem is I'm going to have to book bigger venues now, I imagine, for the tour. They're not going to all fit in. But yeah, great.
Because our listeners are really well into the double figures at this point. So.
And a little tip, if you're not able to book a hotel, get yourself arrested.
That's genius. I could go sleep in barns. I could do a barn tour.
Oh.
I wonder if I'm related at all to any.
I mean, there's
of the
more
world
than one ginger
rangers.
One. Have you,
yeah.
Your eyes are blue as well, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How many fingers
blue
you
eyes?
Got these days?
I've got three on each.
I guess we'll never know.
We'll never know.
And what we'll do is we'll probably use a filter on the sound to get rid of the noise of that chicken that's tied to your leg.
We'll just take that out. I wondered if the mic would be picking that up.
It has picked up a little bit of its sort of squawkings and scratchings as it tries to flee but can't because it's tethered to you.
Do you think it's on a rope tied to, or it's like tied to it, like you tie someone to the...
Oh, I think he's got some leeway, James. He's not a monster.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't think
it's
the chicken's
tethered.
Bound
it's not like
to his
bound.
Leg.
Like it's been naughty on a ship in the past.
Just gaffer tape to his thigh.
Like Ulysses lashed to the mast, the chicken is tied to his leg as chicken temptations pass by, corn, and whatever else it is chickens like.
Chicken temptation sounds like a sort of frozen chicken product that you'd have in the freezer. Oh, I'm going to have some. You got any dip for my chicken temptations?
This dip tastes weird. Oh, this is leave-in conditioner.
So also, you could come and see us live and, well, see if I am alive.
Yeah, come and see what remains of James Shakeshaft.
Yeah.
The eldest lawman.
Yes.
The elder lawman. He cannot die until he passes the roll on to someone else. So don't touch him. If you see him, don't touch him, or you'll become the new lawman, and he'll just wither like the emperor in the Dark Crystal.
I am still a lawman.
That's what it would sound like if a Dalek was playing that character.
Or the baddie out of, what was the hand puppet Gerry Anderson one?
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen that.
The witch. Evil witch in that. Come on, everyone. Everyone who listens to this podcast definitely knows the name
Probably.
Of the witch from
I
the Terrorhawks.
The Terrorhawks? I've never even heard of the Terrorhawks.
Oh, my God. The witch from the Terrorhawks. Just have a little Google. I've genuinely had nightmares about this thing.
Well, come to the live shows, basically. It won't just be James describing Gerry Anderson projects that I haven't heard of.
Yeah.
Remember Space Precincts, James?
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't very good.
I didn't like it. Zelda is the main villain.
Live shows.
Oh, sorry. I'm just looking at a Wikipedia page about the past.
Stop remembering things, James. That's not what the podcast is
about. That's
not
what we're here for.
The 17th of September.
2023.
Bill Murray, Islington, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Lawmen live again. And then the 31st of October, better known to you and I as Halloween.
2023.
We're doing the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival. In Balham, in the Bedford pub.
Mm. And it will be terrifying.
Yeah, gosh, terrifying. So the first one will be lovely, and then the second one will be terrifying.
Yes. So see you there.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, wow. Honestly, the Terrorhawks, you should look it up.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. You should look up them Terrorhawks.
Okay, Terror Terrorhawks.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't she?
She's really scary.
Isn't she just?